over in Rhonda, North Carolina. We appreciate this man. He's been a blessing to me. Appreciate his spirit, his determination. I want you to come and preach to us. About 30 minutes, they'll run the light for you. Amen, brother. I love you. Amen.
Well, bless the Lord. It's good to be in Taylorsville. Amen. I don't even know who walking by faith is, but I sure am glad that they're not here. Amen. Amen. Walking by faith, if you're watching, I love you. But boy, that right there is help to preach with. Amen. Amen. Take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to the book of John, chapter number 6. John, chapter number 6 tonight. Some of y'all are looking at me and saying, who is this clown? Well, rest assured, I'm looking at some of you saying the same thing. Amen. I'm a nervous wreck. Amen. Them two little girls right up here from the Edwards family last night messed up. They forgot their words, and everybody's all bless them, Lord. Now, if I mess up and make a mess up here, you better say all bless him, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a good place to be. I count it an honor. John chapter number 6, if you found your place, I'd invite you to stand all over the house of God tonight as we read two verses of Scripture, John chapter number 6 and verse number 37. John chapter number 6 and verse number 37. The Bible says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I'll go on record right here and say that I sure am glad that he didn't cast us out. Amen. Every one of us in this place tonight is candidates of being thrown away. The world has, just take that off, Brother Steve, the world has thrown some of you away, but the Lord said, I will in no wise cast them out.
Amen.
Then verse number 38 says, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Praying together, Father, I thank you for the word of God, and I thank you, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, that you've allowed us, God, to stand in this place. We've anticipated, Lord, for days the opportunity to stand here. Lord, I stand, Lord, tonight, God, where no man wants to stand alone. And God, how I need you this very evening, this very hour, God, to give us a touch of heaven. God, undergird us with the Spirit of God. Touch us from the top of our head to the crown of our bottom of our feet. Lord, do that that needs to be done tonight. Taking our hands off all glory and all praise, giving it all unto you, trusting you with it, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now look, I'm going to mind the Lord tonight, and I'm going to be a mobile, and I'm going to just share with you what my heart is. And I hope it'll be all right if I just mind the Lord tonight. I got some things I need to do. Is everybody all right? Yeah. Amen. Dalton, come here. I got to do what the Lord told me to do, and I'm just going to preach my heart, and we'll go out of here and do what else we're going to do. Amen. Amen. I'm going to use a little prop, and I'm going to need you to use your spiritual imagination tonight. And I know there'll be that crowd that'll say, well, the Bible don't need no props. Well, I read in the Bible one time where Jesus picked up a little child and set him in his lap and used him as a little illustration. Amen. But that's all right. If you don't like it, just flip through your Bible and find you something to preach when you get asked to. This is what God gave me. Amen. Tonight, I want you to see sitting in this chair right here, that is my oldest son. He's my oldest son. He's Dalton, but tonight sitting in this chair, that is Jesus. He's sitting in this chair, and he's looking out all over this crowd tonight, and I want us, everyone, to realize tonight that he, the Son of God through the Holy Ghost, is looking across this crowd of people tonight. Amen. And I'm interested in verse number 38. Verse number 38, when the Bible says that I am come down, I came down from heaven. Now God put up on my heart a couple of weeks ago the thought for this very service, and I'm convinced of it, Brother Doug, that I know that I'm where God needs to be. And it was going to preach what God gave us to preach. I got to preach fast. That light back there is going to catch up to me. But can you imagine after verse number 37 when Jesus said that I came down from heaven?
Use your spiritual imagination with me right here tonight and imagine when Jesus came down from heaven. Let the splendors of glory, and his Father, his Heavenly Father, said something like this, "Son, there's some things you need to know before you go." Everybody, when you get down there, they ain't going to like you. As a matter of fact, you're going to have some that's going to deny you. You're going to have some in John chapter 6, verse 66, that'll get up and walk away from you. So, son, there's some things you need to know before you go. Not everybody is going to like what you do. And there's going to be a lot of people that's going to stop you from doing the will of your Father. And you know what his son said? "I believe I'll just go anyhow. Even though the world says we're going to crucify you," he came anyhow. Amen. Somebody help me now. When the world he knew would crucify him to the rugged cross, he came anyhow. Amen. I'm glad, hallelujah, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he went a little farther and came anyhow. Amen. So with the help of the Lord tonight, being that this is the last night of camp meeting 2018, I'll share with you just a simple little thought that God gave me some time ago. On there's some things that we're going to need to know tonight before we go back where we came from. Whether you're here in Wilkes County or there yonder in Wilkes County, here in Alexander County, or whether you come from Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, there's some things you need to know before you go. Now, there's three other people in this church that I've asked to help me, and I need y'all to come on. Just come right now. Can you help me and give me three of these chairs right back here? Everybody all right? Amen. Right here, I need three more chairs. Come on, Mom, hurry. I'm going to introduce you to three other people tonight, and I want y'all to be looking right here at this same crowd. Everybody stay with me. It's going to be all right. If you give me just about a minute or two, we'll make all this make sense. So here's three other people that's looking at you. We're going to introduce these three people to you tonight. First one right here on the far left tonight, we're going to call him Bartimaeus. In the middle beside of him, we've got Zacchaeus. And beside Zacchaeus, we're going to have a woman that all we know of is she had an issue of blood. I ain't got no proof to back up what I'm about to say right here. And you ain't going to have no proof to prove me wrong, so let's just use our spiritual imagination. Can you imagine that these three people, old Bartimaeus and Zacchaeus and a woman with an issue of blood, was said somewhere in a meeting such as this right here and heard somebody quoting what Jesus said, and they said, "You know what? Jesus said that he whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." So one day Bartimaeus comes up with this idea and he says, "You know what? I'm going to go find this man Jesus." Zacchaeus, he said, "You know what? I want to go see this man Jesus." This woman with the issue of blood says, "You know what? I just want to go touch him. I just want to get close enough to touch his clothes. And I believe if I could just get that close, I believe my life would be changed." Everybody still with me? You're still looking at the crowd. Y'all still looking at the crowd. He's looking at people, and he's looking for those he can help and change and fix, amen. But I want to stop right here and talk to these three. I want to talk to Bart, and I want to talk to Zacchaeus, and I want to talk to this woman with the issue of blood, and I want to talk to some of y'all here this very evening too. Bartimaeus, before you go and you try to find this man Jesus, Zacchaeus, before you go and try to find this man Jesus, man with the issue of blood, before you go, there's something you need to know. There's going to be people that's going to get in your way to reaching that man named Jesus. We all got Bible to back that up. So there's some things you need to know. But I also need y'all to know this. Yes, there's going to be people that's going to try to stop you. But understand this. They tried to stop Jesus too, and he went on a little farther. So all right, Bart, all right, Zach, all right, Miss Woman with the issue of blood, now that you know what you need to know, that people's going to get in your way to getting to where Jesus is, we'd ask them a question. Are you still willing to go? So all day today there was a word that came to my heart. I don't know why the word came to my heart. And it was a simple word of reposition. Reposition. All right, Bart, y'all need to quit looking at this crowd of people. We're going to address Bartimaeus first. You keep looking at this crowd, you ain't going to get no help. You keep looking at the world, you ain't going to get no help. Everybody still remember where Jesus is on the stage? So, Bart, let's do something tonight. Let's reposition yourself. Now you're not looking at the crowd. You're looking at, behold, the Lamb of God. Bartimaeus, you know the story. He goes down there and he's sitting by the highway side of begging. Put in your mind that he left the house and he said, I don't care who gets in my way. God help my soul right here. Let me go back over here and say this. Bartimaeus, tonight, for sermon's sake, is a picture of every man of God, every daddy, every grandpa, every uncle, every deacon, every man, whatever you classify yourself, that's you tonight sitting right there. I'm convinced tonight there's some men of God, there's some deacons, there's just some men in general that needs to lead the way and dig yourself out somewhere in a pile of sawdust and reposition yourself. Get your eyes off the world. Get your eyes off of situations and put them on the precious Lamb of God. You know the story. Bartimaeus sat down there by the side of the highway of begging. There's a crowd of people come by. Shh! You got to tone it down. You're less than a citizen. You're going to have to calm down. Hush! Great multitude of people. Great crowd of people tried to shut him down. Again, this is one of them times where I ain't got no Bible to back it up. But I can't help to think that there's a whole bunch of other blind people, crippled up people, maimed people laying out there on the side of the road with him. That dignified crowd come by and says, shh, y'all hush. Jesus is coming. Here's what happened in my own crazy way of thinking. I believe with all of my heart the rest of that blind crowd, the rest of that crowd that was lame on their feet, the rest of that crowd that couldn't hear, they started making fun of him. Yeah, Bart said you was going to turn over a new leaf. Yeah, you thought you was going to go with the Lord today. Thought you was going to get his attention. Yeah, they all begin to heckle him. About like that person sitting beside of you right now. Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what your situation is. Don't know what your heartache is. But I'll guarantee you this. There's people sitting beside of you that's got the same kind of garbage going on in their life. And on camp meeting night, the last night of camp meeting 2018, there's some things you need to know before you go. Don't let people rob you of what God wants to do for you. Bible said that crowd tried to quiet him down. That Bible plainly still says that he cried the great more, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You know what the Bible said? That Jesus stopped. So the cry of one man, Bartimaeus, caused the Lord Jesus himself to stop. He's over there crying, going on, carrying on. Then that crowd said, shh, be quiet, calm down. He's calling for you. If you'll not let people stop you tonight, it might just be that the Lord's calling some of your names. Yeah. You read your Bible, you'll also find out that when Jesus touched him, you listen to me? Jesus said, go on, go your way. Get on out of here. And you know what the Bible says after that? That he followed Jesus in the way. Once the Lord changed his life, he no longer had a way. It was the way of the Lord. So we know that old Bartimaeus had to reposition himself and stop looking at people and start looking at the one that can make a difference in his life. Can I ask y'all something tonight? What you got your eyes on? Heard it said something about this sometime this week. Somebody said something like this right here. We got our eyes too much on our success and not enough on the Savior. I want to add to that tonight and say this. Some of us need to get our eyes off of our situation and put them on the Savior. God didn't bring us by here tonight to warn you before you go. People's going to try to stop you if he didn't want to help somebody tonight. I got to hurry. We got Zacchaeus right here. I picked this little fella right here because I remember when I was a boy coming up, we used to sing this song. Y'all ever heard Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. Climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord. He wanted to see. Zacchaeus said, man, I just want to see him. But he heard. He heard. This is sermon sake now. He heard it said, somebody said, if I could just go see Jesus, anybody that comes to him, he wouldn't cast them out. He wouldn't throw them away. So you know what Zacchaeus said? I'm going to quit looking at people. And I'm going to reposition myself to where I can see him. Y'all watch this right here. Sit down right there. I've done this on purpose. Still hard to see in a moment. Still hard to see Jesus, right? Well, reposition yourself to where you can see him. Stand up. Slide right over here. Right there you go. Good clear shot of him. Don't let people rob you of seeing Jesus. Don't allow others to stand in your way of seeing the blessed Lamb of God. We know the story. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He was chief among publicans. Nobody liked him. He was a tax collector, and he just made and made a fortune off of people. But Zacchaeus said one day, I just want to see who this man Jesus is. I've heard enough about him. I just got to see who he is. Boy, God, the Holy Ghost put something in my heart. You still looking at him? Because he's still looking at y'all. Not him, but him. Yes, sir. Bible tells us in verse number 4, I believe it's Mark 5 or 10, wherever Zacchaeus is located here, just stay with me. Verse number 4, Zacchaeus done two things. I feel the Holy Ghost right here, Brother Lindsay, help me now. Zacchaeus done two things that was very uncommon for Middle Eastern men in this day and time. He ran. That let us know that there was a sense of urgency. And then he done something that a young'un would do. Climbed a tree. Why did he do that, preacher? Well, the Bible says that Zacchaeus was little of stature. And I can see him getting over there, and he's just trying to look through the crowd of people he couldn't see. He probably could have, and well, not for Bible's sake, but a lot of us would have. We'd have said, well, doggone it anyway, must not have been my time. It was not meant for me tonight to see Jesus. Doggone it. No. Zacchaeus done something that some of us need to do and have a little bit of urgency about us and run ahead. Amen. And have a sense that nothing's going to stop us. Look up in here and listen to me. I cannot help to think that he stands there and he's looking at that crowd up and down the highways, and there comes Jesus. Oh, Lord, help me. Woo! There he comes. He's looking over the crowd, and he sees Jesus a-coming. And he takes off a-running. And he's looking over his shoulder. How much time do I have? He had run ahead of the crowd and climbed up in the sycamore tree. Can I tell y'all something tonight? Some of us better see the sense of urgency tonight and look over your shoulder, because the sun might just be a-setting on this thing called eternity and on this thing called life. He could come back tonight. But if he does, the church, we're out of here. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus saw the sense of urgency. Man, Jesus is coming. I better hurry up. And he went down there and climbed up in a tree. You know why he climbed up in a tree? Because all he wanted to do was see Jesus. I said this once before, and again, I ain't got no Bible to back it up. Some of you probably done lost me right there when I said that about 3 times. But Zacchaeus headed out to see Jesus. Could it not just be kind of like Jesus? He got up that morning. Oh, I'm going to go see Zacchaeus today. Why could it not be? Because it ain't in the Bible, preacher. Well, there's a lot of things in the Bible, because if everything was written in the Bible that needed to be in the Bible, there wouldn't be enough books to contain what went on. So could it have been tonight when the Lord, Holy Ghost of God, use your imagination, got up this morning? Oh, I'm going to go down our Taylorsville tonight because I want to see you. I'm going to head down out by Taylorsville tonight. There's a family that's about to throw the towel in and quit. I'm going to go down out of Taylorsville tonight, and I'm going to help some man of God, some pastor's wife, some darling grandma. I'm going to run down to Taylorsville and help you. Amen. Zach just said, I got to go. This crowd ain't going to stop me. He ran ahead and climbed up in the sycamore tree. Jesus come by, stopped, and looked up in that tree. Zacchaeus, what in the world are you doing up Calvary? Zacchaeus, all he wanted to do is look at Jesus. Jesus looking back up at him, called him by name. Can't help think he might want to be called some of y'all by name tonight. Amen. 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 He knows what we're going through. He knows our hurts. He knows our pains. I've got to hurry. Zacchaeus climbed up in the sycamore tree. He didn't let people stop him. Them people that was head taller than him, maybe taller than him. He says, I'm not going home the same way I came. I'm not going home until I see Jesus. I got to get up and out of here. This woman right here needs to reposition herself. Sit right there where you can see Jesus. We know that woman with the issue of blood. Bible tells us that she tried physicians, tried doctors, done everything she was to do. She tried the Osteen diet, and she tried the Oprah Winfrey herbal pills and done all those things, and none of that stuff works. She got worse. Can I just go ahead and tell you something? You keep leaning on the things in this world, you're not going to do nothing but get worse. Can you imagine that woman, that little precious woman right there? She's getting up that morning, heard that Jesus was coming. I got to hurry. God help me. She got up and started heading out the door. Again, ain't got no Bible to say this woman was married and had young ones. I don't know, but maybe there's a friend there. Said, sis, where you going? Sis, might have said this right here. Woman with the issue of blood, she might have said, I'm tired of this. I've wrestled this issue for 12 years. I've wrestled this thing as long as I'm going to wrestle it. If I can just get down there where Jesus is at and just make one last ditch effort and just touch the hem of his garment, I believe I'd be made whole. But somebody might say this, but there's something you need to know. You're weak. You can't go another mile. You can't go on your own. Let us go. No, I'm going to do this on my own. But there's going to be a crowd of people down there. It don't really matter. God spoke into my heart today as I was just studying and praying. Spoke into my heart when I was thinking about this little woman with the issue of blood. Brother Dagenhart, Brother Jamie, Brother Rule, there's some preachers' wives in this place tonight that's a hurting just as well as I know what my name is. But can I say something to you women? Hey man, don't let people stop you. Some of y'all left home with situations waiting on you. Can we just touch Jesus tonight? Can we get a hold of the precious Lamb of God and let him change our lives forever? It might not be a preacher's wife. It just might be some mama that's discouraged, some grandma that's a hurting. Don't let people rob you of what you need. This little woman right here, she said, I ain't going to do it. I will not let people hinder me from touching Jesus. The Bible says she pressed through the crowd, got through the press. All these scriptures, you're going to go back and look at it. I ain't got time to read them all to you. The Bible tells us there's a crowd of people everywhere these three went, but they had their minds made up. I ain't going home the same way I came out here. Them three right there said, I'm not going to go home without getting to Jesus. Bartimaeus said, I just want to use my voice to get him to stop and open up my blinded eyes. I'm tired of living in darkness. I'm tired of being a second-class citizen. I need to touch a God on my life. Zacchaeus says, I don't know who this man Jesus is, but I just want to see him. Oh, would to God tonight, if we could ever get the place in our life where we want to see him for who he is and not for what he can do and magnify his good name in this place tonight. Zacchaeus say, look, I ain't going to let the crowd stop me. I didn't get right here. I wanted to use this boy right here. I met him over at Poplar Springs. We're preaching a meeting over there. Filling up with his family. That represents the men, am I right? So I told you all ago, Zacchaeus represents all the young people. Because my mind went back to Zacchaeus was a wee little man, one of them songs the young'uns always sung. So I'm here to say to you, some of you young people tonight, there's some things you need to know before you go. This world wants to consume you. Amen. That wife of mine right there, she represents all the women in this place. If we could get some women to just get bug-eyed crazy in love with the Lord and just want to reach out and just touch him when he's a passing by and let him change our lives forever. Hey, listen to me. If we would get on fire right here with the women, right here with the daddies, right in between is the young people. And if daddy could see the Lord, mama could touch the Lord, our young people would be changed forever. In this time that we're living, I got to hurry. I'd like to stop now that after Bartimaeus has gotten the presence of the Lord Jesus over there, I'd like to go crawling back through the pages of the Bible and ask Bartimaeus, Bart, was it worth it? That crowd tried to shut you down, tried to hush you up. Bartimaeus, was it worth it really going out there and screaming like a wild man on the side of the highway? I believe Bart would say, absolutely it was. I don't regret it a bit. Because if I hadn't raised my voice, lifted my voice to the Lord, he could have passed on by and I wouldn't have got what I needed. But Bart said, I knew in my heart I wasn't going to go back to my family. I wasn't going to go back to my church. I wasn't going to go back to where I come from without seeing the Lord and hearing him my voice. Zacchaeus, you was a man and you ran, climbed up a tree, broke all traditions of men. Zacchaeus, was it worth it? I believe Zacchaeus say, yes, sir, it was worth it. Because by me climbing up in that tree and looking down, Jesus finding me, he went home with me and changed my life forever. Little lady with the issue of blood, we'd ask her, ma'am, was it worth fighting through the crowd and getting down there to where everybody else is looking at you, everybody else is throwing in and hanging all over Jesus? Was it worth it? I believe that little woman says it is worth every mile. I didn't feel like going. It wasn't in me. My bones hurt. My body hurt. I was weak, but I pressed on. Can I say somebody on Friday night, you might be weak and you might be weary, but can we go just another mile and lunge and touch the Lord? Hey, amen. You can go be seated. Come here. Come here. My Bible. That yellow light's on. I got to get out of here. Can I say this to us tonight? From my family to your family. From Bartimaeus, from Zacchaeus, from the woman with the issue of blood, I believe they ought to be some daddies that lead the way and said, I just want to see the Lord. There ought to be some young people in this church tonight. Make up in your mind, purpose in your heart. I don't care what everybody else does. I don't care what my peers do. I just want to see Jesus. There ought to be some mamas. There ought to be some women in this place tonight. He would say, I don't care what these other women does. I'm going to find myself somewhere in the sawdust shavings, digging my way through. And as he passes by, just reach right out and get a hold of him. I don't know what y'all need tonight, but he's here. Amen, he's here. So from my family to you, and from these three that we had sitting here, and especially to this one that was sitting here, here's our heart. Oh, my brother, are you weary of the roughness of the road? Does your strength begin to fail you? Let the Savior bear the load. Farther on, still go farther past.
forsake you never. It is better farther on, farther on, still go farther, count the milestones one by one. Jesus will forsake you never. It is better farther on. As we travel through the desert, storms beset us on the Jordan lies a field of endless days. Sing it. Farther on, still go farther, count the milestones one by one. Jesus will forsake you never. It is better.